What satisfies your hunger? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, duties, obligations, chores, would you remember to laugh today? Laughter is the music of the heart. You know, we don't take laughter serious enough. We don't take humor serious enough. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter releases natural painkillers called endorphins that works to erase the pain. Laughter is internal jogging. Laughter, sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is a sense of humor. You don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And you know what? You don't necessarily laugh because you feel good. You feel good because you laugh. So let me say to you right now, if today is really up until now and you expect the rest of the day to be pretty burdensome, a lot of tension, stress, lots of obligations and duty, laugh. Make somebody laugh or have somebody make you laugh, okay? Okay, well let me share with you today's scripture, okay? Because today's scripture is very, very important. It goes like this. It's from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." Okay, so we're into the temptations of Jesus. And Luke has the temptations, three of them. They're very, very powerful. Luke's making a point here. The devil's not sure that Jesus is the Son of God, right? And so he's going to tempt Jesus. We're going to see both the human side of Jesus, but how he handles the temptation. You know, St. Augustine said, we are made for God and our hearts are restless until they rest in God. That's why I asked at the beginning of the program, what satisfies your hunger? Well, I am not embarrassed to tell you that only Jesus can satisfy a lasting hunger, a real deep hunger, a hunger that comes from the depths of our soul. Who am I? What am I doing here? Where am I going? You know those three questions. I talk about them often on the program. Who am I? I'm a beloved son or daughter of the Father. What am I doing here? I'm building His kingdom. Where am I going? I'm on my way home to heaven. Once we identify the hunger, once we explain the restlessness, that we don't want, we want more than that the world says will satisfy the hunger. We want the real thing. We don't want to settle for cheap substitutes. When we let Jesus satisfy our hunger, when we realize that the pain that we're experiencing now is fleeting compared to the glory of heaven, when we realize that what we suffer helps build up the kingdom of God right here, right now, as Paul would say in one of his letters, I make up in my body what is still lacking in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Because right here, right now, I'm doing something and suffering for it, then that makes Jesus' redemption, the power of that redemptive act right here, right now, helpful, present for people. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten letters or I've gotten, you know, in my newsletter comes out six times a year. There's a response sheet in there. You can send in your prayer intentions. You can tell me what you like or don't like about the newsletter. And you can also purchase some of my resource material, my books, my CDs, my DVDs. Okay. Well, I can't tell you how many times on the prayer request lines, people, anguished parents, are begging me to pray for a son or daughter. And what do they say about that son or daughter? They seem lost. They don't go to church. They don't pray anymore. They don't seem to have room for God in their life. And these poor parents, they're just so concerned because they raised their children. They raised their children in the faith. They raised their children to the best of their ability with good example. And now this is happening. It's so sad. Well, I want to comfort the parents by saying, remember, God never gives up. Never gives up on our children. Don't ever think because your child has turned his or her back to God that God will not come after them. God haunts us. God really does haunt us. And short of taking away free will, God will do everything God can to bring that child to realize that they're selling for cheap substitutes, that they're not pursuing what will satisfy their hunger, that deep gnawing sensation inside of them. And if they were to put words on that sensation, that hunger, there got to be more. There got to be more. Now, I want to encourage each of you who are listening to the program today, you know, you yourself, make a decision for Christ. Make a decision that you're going to live your life in such a way that if Jesus did not live, your life would have no meaning. And if you're able to do that, then you get this power that I talk about, the power that comes from a close relationship with Jesus. And using Jesus' own words, so you don't think I'm making this up, Jesus, I'll give you a peace the world cannot give. Well, how great is that to have a peace that the world can't even give? And Jesus says, I'll give you a joy that will be complete. I'll give you a joy that no one can take away. He stands on the promise. Jesus keeps promises. When he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, he showed that it didn't because he walked out of the tomb on Easter Sunday. The resurrection is a sure sign that God is alive. He's working still in the world. He wants to work the big and little miracles we need in our life. But we need to hand over our lives. We have to allow the Lord to be, in the words of a poem by Francis Thompson, the hand of heaven. Catch the imagery there. This big hand, right? Chasing Francis Thompson down the road, all the time getting closer and closer. Francis Thompson's fleeing away from the hand. He's afraid the hand's going to devour him. A hand says, as he gets closer and closer, he can almost feel the breath of the hand on his neck. Nothing. Nothing satisfies you that doesn't satisfy me. There it is, folks. That realization will change your life. That realization will allow you to start letting go of the stress because then you realize that you can't do it on your own anyways. You can work 30 hours a day. Can't do that. But if you were able to, that's not going to do it. When you allow God to really direct you with His wisdom, sending good people into your life, when you let that happen, well, powerful things happen. Let God satisfy your hunger, okay? You won't be disappointed. Our prayer partners are security guards. These are the people often after a business or a building lets off from all the different corporations, all the different offices are empty. It's the security guards who protect it against theft and vandalism. It's the security guards that often, where they're at airports, they're at public places of transportation. Sometimes their jobs are very boring, but sometimes their jobs also can be very, very life-threatening. We ask God to bless them. We ask God to keep them focused. We ask God to keep them honest so they do not find themselves tempted in any way whatsoever. Our food for thought today goes like this. When God measures a man, he puts the tape around the heart instead of the head, right? Because our heart is really an indicator how much we love God and love other people. All right, see if I can make you smile or laugh. Today's humor. A successful businessman became disenchanted with the stress of the fast life in the big city and decided to chuck it all. He takes his savings and purchases a large ranch in the middle of nowhere in Montana. After a couple of months of enjoying the solitude, he hears the drumming of hoof beats, outside his cabin. Grabbing his rifle, he challenges the man riding up on the horse. Hold it, neighbor, the man says. I'm your neighbor. I have a ranch only 6 miles from here, and I want to invite you to a welcome party I'm throwing for you next Saturday. There's going to be music, dancing, hugging, kissing, drinking, fighting. We'll have a great time. Not wanting to be unneighborly, the new rancher lowers the rifle and asks, How should I dress? Ah, don't matter, replied the neighbor. Only going to be the two of us.
Oh, I like that shirt.
Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. You can comment on my corny jokes. You can tell me what you like about the program. I just love to hear from my listeners, okay? You can also send me your prayer intentions, and I will. I will take those to prayer, I promise you. I take that responsibility very seriously. You and I will be prayer partners. We'll storm heaven for what you believe will be the special graces that God can give you. You can get my newsletter. Comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You just let me know you want it. Tells you where I'm preaching. Tells you about my hospital for the poor in Mexico. There's always inspiration, humor, and a lot of good facts on it. So you write me at Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you write me, would you please include a generous check to help me with my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico? I depend upon your contributions. There's no way we can get enough money from the very poor people to keep the hospital going to fulfill their daily annual budget, okay? So, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And when you make the checkout, make it out to TASH, Inc. TASH stands for the Anacetar Hospital. My mother was such an inspiration to me, and I named the hospital after her. She passed away in 1995. Send that check, please. It'll be a real blessing for the people I serve at the hospital, and it'll be a blessing for you because it's a sign of how much you trust God. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.